here's a story from The World.
Stonehenge, it's one of Britain's most famous monuments, but dating to prehistoric times, it's always been shrouded in mystery. One of the big questions is where those giant standing stones that form the circle originally came from, and how people managed to move them without, you know, bulldozers or haulers. Well, scientists in the UK believe they have answered one part of the mystery. The World's Orla Barry joins us from London. Remind us, first of all, Orla, what Stonehenge is all about.
Well, it is, Marco, as you say, this very famous prehistoric monument and effectively a ring of standing stones reaching 30 foot in height set in lands in Wiltshire in England. And they estimate that work began on it around 3000 BC, but continued for another 1500 years.
So are we to believe now that they do know now where these giant stones came from?
Yeah, they do. And there's an interesting backstory to this. So basically, a gentleman by the name of Robert Phillips was working on the site back in the 1950s. And part of the stone was taken out to help reinforce the stone. And he kept that portion. He was allowed to keep the portion of the stone. He emigrated to the US with the piece of Stonehenge with him. And a year or two ago, in his 80s, he said to his family that he had this and he wanted the stone to be returned back to England. So I talked to David Nash. He's a professor from the University of Brighton who led the latest research into this. And I asked him about how he got the news.
I received an email saying, we have this lump of Stonehenge. Would you like to look at it? And we were kind of like almost jumping up and down with excitement at this, because hopefully, understandably, you can't easily sample from Stonehenge. You can't knock lumps off Stonehenge. So actually what this tube of rock gave us was the opportunity to look at the inside of one of the stones.
Okay, so they get this sample of stone, this lump of Stonehenge, as he said. Then what?
Yeah, then they're able to compare it with all of these various Saracen stones, as they call them, that are found in various parts of England. And they made a perfect match with a stone in an area called Westwoods. That's about 15 miles away from Stonehenge. And this is significant because it might lead them down the road to figuring out how it was constructed. How do they manage, as you say, to haul these stones miles and miles across land when wheels didn't exist at the time? How do they manage to get them from this area of England to the other?
So watch this space on more details for how they moved it. But you also mentioned, Orla, that archaeologists believe Stonehenge was an ancient burial site. There's more to it than that, isn't there?
There is. Also, people believe that it could be a place of healing. And David Nash told me one of the stories behind this theory.
In another part of the site, there have been found remains of a man who's often referred to as the Amesbury Archer. And his skeleton showed that he had bone injuries of some sort. And also analyses of his bones showed that he likely came from Central Europe. He came from the Alps. So, you know, this is a man who travelled quite a long way to come to Stonehenge, and he died there. And the suggestion is perhaps it was a site of healing, and it was a place people came to in an attempt to get better.
Although, as David Nash then said, he goes, look, this is all supposition and theorising. None of us really know in reality.
The World's Orla Barry in London with another piece of the puzzle that is the Stonehenge mystery. Thank you, Orla.
You're welcome, Marco.